We discussed yesterday the Rambam Chayev Lisvados Lifnei Hakel Lifnei Hashem. Anyway, I quoted the Rav, who explained the Rambam's language of Lifnei Hashem as a lotion of tefillah, because tshuva is not something obvious, it's not something logical. So you have to preface tshuva with the tefillah to engage in something which is a gift, which isn't a given. Rabbi Soloveitchik stressed that this is probably at the core of tshuva. A lot of people get it wrong. When you say the word tshuva, so you think about improvement and repair and vidoy and remisaking yourself. But the root of tshuva is tshuva alai v'tshuva alechem, is to return to a place. So that could be your former self. But inherently, especially in Tanakh, tshuva means return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like in when you redeem a field, you return the field to the person. When you perform tshuva, you return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that the outcome of chet is that you're distant from Hashem. The greatest onus of chet is that you're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tshuva means you want to return to that presence, you want to return to that relationship. So the Rambam writes, Lifnei Hashem, not because you're davening during tshuva, but because the real drama and saga of chet and tshuva is, are you Lifnei Hashem? Are you not Lifnei Hashem? So that's why sometimes in Tanakh, when the word chet appears, the word li appears, chatasi licha. So when David HaMelech hears from Nasan HaNavi in Shmuel Beis Perek Yudalit, that is it, says chatasi l'Hashem. Chatasi li means when you impact the victim of your chet. So for example, when Yehuda tells Yaakov, I will return Binyamin, and if not, chatasi licha kol hayamim, he's saying, I will hurt you my entire life. I will be pogan you, kol hayamim. And in theory, you can be chote l'Hashem. Because when you sin, you don't hurt Hashem, but you distance Hashem from this world. Hashem's presence is cosmic and unlimited. But in this world, he abdicated his presence to us. Human beings can decide whether he's present in this world or not present. Obviously, he's present in the world, whether he's visible and understandable. So because he gave humans freedom of choice, so murder and corruption and dishonesty and promiscuity, they distance Hashem from this world. Moral experience, kindness, Torah study, mitzvah performance bring Hashem into this world. We're just learning the sugya of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. It's not just what people are saying and people are looking. Every time you do a mitzvah, you bring Hashem's presence into this world. You can't see it, you can't chart it in headlines, you can't chart it in public opinion polls, but Hashem's presence is more felt in this world. When you do an aver, you distance Hashem from this world. So every chait is a chait la Hashem. David HaMelech says, chatasi la Hashem, because I'm impacting Hashem's presence in this world. The Rambam writes in Nachas Tshuva that when a person sins against someone who passes away, you have to go to his grave, you have to bring 10 people. If you haven't asked for mechila, you have to ask for mechila. And when you ask for mechila, you use a similar language. We're a little bit rushed today, so I don't want to take too much time. But the Rambam's lashon is, you bring 10 people to the grave, and you say, chatasi lecha. Chote lechaver omeis, perak beis, halachi yud aleph. Maybe asar b'nei adam, you bring 10 people to the grave. I have a Rebbe who told me he once did this, that he insulted someone, he then found out the person died, so he brought 10 people to the grave. You'd rather do something which is hard than not have mechila, than not have tshuva. So he say, chatasi l'Hashem elokei Yisrael, in front of 10 people, b'leflami. I have sinned to Hashem and to this person who's passed away. So the concept of sinning and impacting Hashem is conveyed by the phrase chatasi le, chatasi l'Hashem, David HaMelech, chatasi l'Hashem, this person at the grave. But the real chait and the real impact of chait is not chatasi l'Hashem, but chatasi lifnei Hashem. That my chait has distanced me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's no longer in my presence. I'm no longer in his presence as intimately as it was before. And the goal of tshuva is Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva. I want to have that relationship again. I want to feel that closeness. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, some very, very harsh words. The Rambam writes very quickly, Zayin or Vav. Gidola Tshuva, Perek Zayin Elecha Vav, Shemekareves Esa Adam Lashchina. Shenemar Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Shavtem Adai Ne'um Hashem. Im Tashuv Yisrael Elai Tashuv. Hatshuv Mekareves Hisarachokim. Listen to the Rambam. Emesh Hayezeh Sanoi Lefnei Amakom. Before Tshuva Hashem detested you. Meshukatz, you were considered a sheketz. Meruchak, you were distance. Mituav, you are repulsive. Hayom doesn't take a long process. Emesh and Hayom, who Ahov, Venechmad, Karov, V'yedid. So the real reason the Rambam constantly writes, Chayav L'Svados, Lifne Hashem, Chataz Yavisi Pashati, Lifonecha, is because tshuva at its heart is not improvement, repair, moral inventory, better person, it's all that. The goal of tshuva is to restore a relationship, to restore proximity of being omi lefnei Hashem. Chet makes you no longer lefnei Hashem. Tshuva restores you to a status of lefnei Hashem. Short shiurim during sleep, to make sure you guys get time for breakfast. Okay?